The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. We cover sports here like no other station has ever covered sports.
True.
It's a bunch of sizzle there with no real substance. But anyway, I want to talk about this one particular sporting event with unusual athletes, goldfish racing.
Pardon?
I'd never heard of it.
They race?
That's what at least the event claims that these goldfish are racing. It's in San Diego. It's put on by a bar. And they've had this tradition for at least a decade. And they host these goldfish races. Well, now it's becoming a controversial flashpoint because there are protesters out there that are protesting on behalf of the athletes.
Oh, athletes.
Yes, saying that the goldfish don't deserve this and that they are terrified during these goldfish races.
Terrified?
Yeah.
How do you see terror on the face of a goldfish?
Well, because a lot of the goldfish posted about it on Instagram, you know, with a goldfish surprise-looking face and said, I'm terrified, I'm in this race right now.
A fins-down emoji.
Yeah, fins-down emojis, all of that. So there's what happens is they dump these goldfish, I guess, in a tank, and people try to spur their athlete on by taking straws and blowing bubbles back behind their goldfish to try to make them
accelerate them
yeah,
faster.
Accelerate them and to encourage them which direction to go.
Do the goldfish know when they win?
There is no way.
Of course, Rich is referencing a very early debate in Ticketdom where we were debating whether horses knew if they won a race. And surprisingly, it was a robust debate that we used to have with people weighing in from all sides.
Oh, yeah.
Including horse racing people who swear that horses know that they win a race.
And an old host here, Grego, was adamant that horses know that they win a race. And when asked why, he said, because they're in the winner's circle.
Right.
It's simple deduction. When they notice where they are, and then they deduce that they must have won.
Put that wreath around their neck, they have to
know.
Yeah, right.
They notice that the other horses don't have wreaths.
Wasn't his best buddy named Wreath?
No, Rafe.
Oh. I thought it was NASCAR Dennis.
That was one of his best buddies, it's true. But yeah, and Norm, I believe, who is Norm who pre-filled in for Rich yesterday.
Yeah.
He claimed also that horses knew they won.
Yeah.
Yep. So the goldfish.
I guess maybe.
According if they're terrified.
Yeah. They're terrified of not winning. So maybe that's why they attempt to win. I guess they have a little goldfish finish line? Do they break a tape?
Do they paint numbers on the sides of them? I mean, how do you know which one's
which?
They
all look the same.
Right, they're all gold.
They're orange.
Do they have a minnow that's the jockey on the back of the goldfish?
Well, the minnow is bigger than the goldfish sometimes.
Well, what do they use for the rabbit if it's more like dog racing?
A piece of goldfish food?
Okay.
Those flakes.
Do greyhounds know that they win?
No.
I don't know. These are pretty smart creatures.
They're all mad they didn't catch that rabbit.
Some people swear that horses are really, really intelligent.
And I think that both of those species are for animals. They are very, very intelligent.
Well, then why couldn't they conceive of a finish line?
Because I think that's beyond their scope of intelligence. I don't think they know. I think they just know they ran hard. Or, like Rich said, didn't get the rabbit or got the rabbit.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that it seems like Norm's answer was something along the lines of they don't know that they win the race, even though he claimed they knew they won the race. But I agree that they know that they are ahead of the other horses.
Yeah.
Like there is something
true
that they are competitive and want to possibly outrun the horse next to them.
Yes.
They
want
to be in front.
Yep. I think any animal knows in a way when it wins something, like if two tigers are battling over a carcass and one scares the other off and then he's feasting, he knows he won that battle.
Yeah, he knows that he triumphed.
Yes.
That he remains dominant.
Yes. But I don't know that horses actually know that they've crossed a finish line to win a Triple Crown race.
Right. And that they await nervously the results of the photo finish.
Right.
To know how to feel about that race.
Right.
Oh, God, help me.
Oh,
help
boy.
Me. Anyway, so they are protesting this in San Diego, the goldfish racing. PETA has gotten involved in it.
Oh, boy.
Of course.
God, why are you oh boy in PETA, Rich?
Nobody needs to be protesting goldfish races.
Why not? Somebody's got to look out for the goldfish.
Is it really cruel to blow bubbles behind your goldfish?
I think so, and so does PETA. The spokesperson, the director of outreach communications for PETA, said there's no excuse to do something like this in the 21st century.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
These fish aren't racing. They're panicking, gasping for air, slamming against the walls in a desperate attempt to escape.
They're gasping for air?
Yeah, I'm not sure she knows how goldfish work. But
do we know a distance that they race?
It's a mile and a quarter, I think.
That's long for a goldfish.
I mean, are they in like the little bowl, or are they got like this huge tank that's 20 feet long?
Well, it says here, according to the bar owners, which we all can agree that maybe PETA overreaches sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The bar owners, you think they're going to have good ears for listening to what the goldfish want?
No.
But anyway, the bar owners, Alex and Eddie, I don't know if it's Van Halen owned this bar or what.
Well, he's dead.
So, anyway, the ghost of Eddie said the fish here last for weeks. They keep them in goldfish in a goldfish tank and are fed every week, every day, in a little mini aquarium they have. So his information's all over the road. They are fed every week, every day. I don't understand that quote.
Remember my amazing goldfish that lived like 2 or 3 years?
Javier. Got him at the state fair, didn't you?
Did I?
I thought you did.
Huh.
For some reason, I thought you won him at the state fair.
I don't remember that.
That sounds like that'd be a beating. You got to carry that little bag around the rest of the day at the fair.
And I don't think
corn dogs. And
we have audio of Javier the fish.
Elizabeth Taylor.
There he is. Telling you his favorite actress. Yeah, and lived for a long time in the same stupid little bowl that you had up on your mantle.
Yeah, in that little fish bowl. What a beating. And he made it 3 years. And I remember his last week he was starting to fade. And the girl that I was dating at the time came in and looked at him and said, he looks like our love starting to fade.
Whoa.
and we did soon break up after.
So did Javier die before your relationship? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember not wanting to flush him down the toilet because I thought that was just disrespectful for the long relationship we had. So I took him to a nearby pond and dumped him in there, and then you told me the next day that he was probably immediately gobbled up by some other
guaranteed
fish.
Absolutely.
As soon as you dropped him in there, within 10 seconds, a catfish had taken him.
Yeah.
Chum.
And eaten him. Or and a largemouth bass.
That made me feel bad.
Well, no, see, I
which
think
is your daily goal.
No. It should make you feel better that he returned in the circle of life. Rather than being flushed down the toilet and being in some warehouse of human doo-doo.
Right.
He had a productive afterlife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He was part of another fish until that fish was gobbled up about 10 minutes after that. That's circle of life. I've never had a goldfish.
Really?
Yeah.
No, me neither.
And there was a time many years ago, it was probably 10 years ago, where I really started investigating getting like a nice aquarium because I find aquariums fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I think enough P1s warned me against them.
Because they're a beating?
They just said that, you know, it's the old thing, so many things. It's great and it's wonderful and it's fascinating. It's a rabbit hole that is inexhaustible.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be investigating different species for forever, and you'll be doing this. You'll be getting, you're changing it out. You'll lose a couple of tankfuls of things, and you'll be, the investment is ongoing and never ending. And it is a lot of upkeep, particularly if you go with, I forget which one they said, whether it was saltwater or freshwater was the more difficult one. But, and I just, knowing me, I don't need something like that that's going to take 3 years of my life from me trying to keep up a nice aquarium. So I backed out of the deal.
You know, I remember just that little fishbowl I had. It was a beating to change out the water.
Yeah,
and
it had no
fish
features in it. That poor fish.
Just a bowl, that was it?
It had a bowl, green rocks, and I had a little castle in there where he could swim underneath.
And then Junior pasted a big picture of himself on the side of it where the thing always had to look at June's.
It was on my mantle by the front door. And you know what was cool is that every day when I would come home, I'd walk in and he'd start swimming around crazily like he was happy to see me.
Well, he was wanting food because you had starved him.
Yeah.
I took great care of him.
I don't know.
He lasted 3 years.
You didn't take care of him nor that relationship that the girl was.
That lasted a little less.
Yeah, the goldfish lasted longer.
So you didn't get the fish with her?
I don't think so. I think I may have gotten it.
With another girl?
Before her? Yeah, I think I got it right when I moved into that house. You remember that old house I had?
Yeah.
And then I started dating her like 6 months later.
Okay, but you didn't get the goldfish with another woman.
No, uh-uh.
So it wasn't a thing where your then girlfriend was
hated that
always
goldfish.
Hated the goldfish and resented that goldfish.
No,
so she didn't take all that great a care of it.
So she was privately poisoning.
Yeah.
She dropped pepper in the bowl.
She
every
was
now
sprinkling
and then.
Yeah. Window cleaner pellets in there.
No,
because that's the only known substance that I know that you're supposed to use against people.
No, in fact, I think
window cleaner.
I think when I needed a vacation from her, that she would watch the goldfish when I went away by myself.
Jeez. I hate hearing about your old relationships. They just make me feel icky.
I'm sure he loves talking about them now.
Oh, God. All right. It's the goldfish racing. There you go.